Chapter 12, The End of Our Trip. We phoned Dad and told him about Sukina. He wanted to meet her. 2 days later, he was on a plane to Sri Lanka. Mum and Dad talked to Sukina's parents. They made preparations for Sukina to return to England with us and stay for the rest of the summer holidays. It's wonderful to have a twin sister. Sukina understands me. I don't need to tell her my thoughts or feelings. She knows them. On Sukina's first day in Cornwall, I took her to the beach. On the way, she ran in front of me.
I know the way. I know this beach.
How can you know the way? I asked. This is your first time in Cornwall.
I was here in a dream,
Sukina said with a smile. So Sukina had dreams about my life too. I wasn't surprised. I put some shells in Sukina's pocket. You can take these home to Sri Lanka, I said. You live so far away from here. I'm very sad.
Don't be sad, said Sukina. I'll call you and send you emails often. I promise.
And we'll spend the holidays together, I said. We kept our promises. We write emails to each other every day, and we also phone and chat on the internet. And next summer, I'm going to stay with Sukina's family in Sri Lanka. And what happened to our dreams? Well, I found Sukina, and the dreams stopped. I don't need to dream about my sister's life now. Sukina tells me all about it on the phone.